AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. The Islamic State group claims it's added another Iraqi city to the territory it controls. A purported message from the group says militants now hold Ramadi after fighting there forced Iraqi troops to flee. The claim comes despite orders from the Iraqi prime minister for forces not to abandon their positions to the militants. Still, some did, leaving their weapons and vehicles behind. Iraqi officials, however, are in disagreement about whether the Islamic State group indeed controls the city. Talks on the future of Yemen are underway, with politicians and tribal leaders taking part. They're happening in Saudi Arabia without the Shiite rebels who've exiled the country's leader. AP correspondent Kyle McKinnon with more.
The Shiite Houthi rebels are in control of Yemen's capital and have forced the country's president into exile. They want nothing to do with the talks in Saudi Arabia since the stated aim is to restore the president to office. Too, though, a Saudi-led coalition has been targeting the Houthis with airstrikes. The country of some 25 million people is dealing with shortages of food, water, medicine, and electricity. Among those offering relief, Iran, which has sent a cargo ship, it says, is loaded with relief supplies. Western countries accuse Iran, a Shiite power, of backing the Houthis militarily. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
A member of the National Transportation Safety Board says an object likely did hit an Amtrak train before it derailed last week, but he's questioning whether that's relevant.
It could be completely coincidental or it could be causal, and that's exactly what we intend to find out.
The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt on CBS's Face the Nation. He says it looks like something about the size of a grapefruit hit the train's windshield but didn't go through it. He also says trains are routinely hit by projectiles. Parts of Texas dealing with flooding again after a fresh round of heavy rain. A local TV station in Dallas says people had to be rescued from their homes in Johnson County. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has canonized two nuns from what was 19th century Palestine in hopes of encouraging Middle Eastern Christians facing persecution by Islamic extremists. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports the church is worried about Christians leaving the area.
This is a major concern for the church because this is the land of Christ's birth, and they feel that the Middle East cannot exist without a Christian presence there.
The nuns are the first people from the Holy Land to be named saints since the early years of Christianity. An organization studying great white sharks is enjoying some added attention now that one of the sharks it monitors has gained a loyal social media following. At Mary Lee Shark is the fake Twitter handle for a very real, nearly 3,500-pound great white whose movements up and down the East Coast can be tracked online and in real time. She's drawn over 48,000 followers with her playful updates and witty replies. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.